You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Man, if y'all got anything y'all want to talk about on y'all list, y'all already know we're not even going to get to it. Rome, did you get your prostate done like 10 years ago? Because you got to start when you like 40. And you clearly 50-something. Damn, how long you been looking old as hell in the face like that?
I see where this is going to go today. It's not just Tina. It's when you two get together. It's like, okay, here we go.
This
here
is we regular. Go.
We finna start it. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
We already started. You don't even need no intro. Let's just go.
That's really. 3, 2, 1. Thank y'all for tuning in to the NFL Player Second Acts podcast. I'm Peanut Tillman, and I got my guy, Roman Ascot. Oh. Hopping with me today. What's up, boss? What are What's you doing up, with man? That Ascot?
Well, you know, the thing was, we always want to wear something with our college or school related. And I didn't want to bring out one of my sweaters today, so I brought off one of my scarves.
One of your scarves. Okay. Well, yeah. It looks kind of corny. You look like a dork.
You know, I will take that because of the guests we have today. It's going to fit right in.
That's why. Hey, so that's
why you got to be willing to put yourself out there.
Hey, Charles, we got a special one today. This man really needs no intro. One of my former NFL teammates. He played 9 years for the Bears and I'm sorry, San Francisco 49ers. He's a social media host. Rapper, he's corporate flow. Yeah. He's got his own production company, No Plan Productions. He's got a podcast called The Big Podcast with Shaq. Does a ton of other things, and more importantly, he loves it when you call him a social influencer. Y'all give it up for my boy Spice Adams. He hates that. That's why I said that. Why don't you like it when people call you a social influencer?
I'm an entertainer.
There we go.
Entertainer, dog.
So that's speaking of entertaining, let me start off with this. Hey, Thomas, run that video. Tell me what this is about. What is this?
Oh, shoot.
What are you doing?
I lost some bet.
For those listening, his shirt is off. He's got a gray vest and some cowboy boots and some compression shorts. With an Indiana Jones hat, and he's doing a bunch of cowboy dances right now. Hee haw, hee haw.
Shaq, unfortunately, is a Cowboy fan. And
really?
The Cowboys played the Bears, and we had a bet. Because I'm like, you know, I'm a Bear fan. He's a Cowboy fan. So he's like, well, let's bet it. So I'm like, hey, ain't nobody scared. So that's what Shaq was supposed to be doing with a Bear outfit on. But we tricked it off, man. Bears lost. So that's why I had to do that.
Is that one of those same videos where you always do? Because for most people, right, and like myself, until I got to know Spice, right, he was Anthony Adams, the second round draft pick of the San Francisco 49ers. I grew up a 49ers fan, so that is how I knew who he was.
Oh.
Then, come to find out, he was like the hype man for the Chicago Bears and all their great defenses, getting the huddles going, always talking trash. Then I actually get to meet him, and I knew more of him as Spice Adams, the social media megastar. Sir. I would not use that word. Megastar that he is. In like some of our couples trips, hanging out with Peanut, like we're going. I'm like, dude, and the thing that most people don't know about you, Spice, is that, or Dub, or as we like to call you, Double A, Dub, Spice, whatever, is that, dude, outside of your social media, bro, you like way more chill. Like on social media, you are way out there.
Yeah.
And as a normal everyday life, as a father, as a husband with your kids,
yeah,
it's like just way normal for you just to be kind of cool and just low key.
Yeah. People think the switch is always on. Like I'm just always walking around with a Bluetooth on with my pants hiked up and I'm always grilling and stuff like that. Like I'm really just a cool dude, man. I just be chilling, like for real, for real. Like people would be around me and they'd be like, oh, they'd be expecting me to do something. It's like,
they're like they expect you to be a comedian.
In Incredibles, where the big dude or whatever, he just chilling, and one of the kids is just sitting there like just staring at him, and he's like, "What do you want? I thought you were gonna do something awesome." Like that's what people just expect me to just be around, just walking around doing skits all day. Like, no, dude, I'm at Disney World with my kids. I'm counting. I'm making sure all four of them are there. And I'm making sure none of them spill ice cream and all this stuff. And then people just, hey, man, I thought you was going to do a skit or something. Like, all right, I'm just being a dad right now. I'm chilling.
So you partnered up with Thomas Jones, our old teammate in Chicago. Shout out to Thomas Jones. He got a little Amazon series. He did that on Amazon. You did that with him. Speak about that process and, like, what was next for you when you retired.
That was super dope, man. It's on Prime Video. It's 8 episodes. Thomas and I are on episode 2. And you can kind of see the contrast of how our careers went after football. What we have to go through as retired football players. Like, what you don't see is our fingers or my back. Like, my back is killing me right now. And it just slips out of place at the most inopportune times, and my knees is shot, my ankles is shot. So it takes you through all of that pain that we have, and they follow 12 of us around, former NFLers, and they shot it and they documented it, and they let you know how important our health is, or how important that we take our life after football. And it's real, dog. It's real. You got like Myron Rowe is a doctor. Then you got a professional bull rider. You got people who have dessert shops. You got people like DeMarcus Ware, who's he's doing fitness now. And they really should do more of these. So Prime Video should have a season 2 and just keep it up, keep it going, bro. Because the way they shot it was awesome.
And Thomas is producing it too, though, right? He's one of the producers of the show.
He has a production company, Midnight Train, something like that.
Yeah.
And I think I'm saying that right. But yeah, man, the way they shot it is dope, man. And once you watch one, it's like I was on a flight and I end up just watching like about 6 of them. And
I've seen him. I got the link you sent me when you told me it was out. Yeah, man. If y'all listening, y'all make sure y'all go check out Prime Video and check out What's Next by Thomas Jones' old teammate. And
Kareem E. Bigums.
Yeah.
All right. We got, like, how did you come up with, like, the outfit, the look, the whole nine, like the goggles, the orange, like with the socks. How'd you come up with that?
I didn't even want to post that. It was stupid. It was something I was doing in July in my garage, and it was hot. I was sweating. I didn't even have a tripod. I put my phone up on a ladder, just a random ladder that I had in my garage, and I hit record. And I was like, man, I'm gonna just do all of these stupid basketball moves. I didn't have no music over it, nothing. Just me in the garage, just dribbling the ball. And it just stayed on my phone because I was like, this is stupid. I'm not gonna post this. I don't know why I even shot it. And then one day I was in Indiana somewhere because Lil Ant had a track meet. And so I was dozing off, and the Cavs were playing the Golden State Warriors. And so I was like, man, I'm going to just post this video and then I'm going to fall asleep. So I posted, I put NBA Finals on it, whatever, blah, 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 fall asleep. So then I wake up because my phone is just going crazy. Like, that's when I had notifications on it. So it's like, it's just going crazy. And all my friends is texting me like, yo, Kevin Hart just posted your video on his page. So I'm like, this dude is a full-blown comedian, an actor, like superstar. Maybe he commented on the video. And then I go to his page, and sure enough, like, I see the video on there. I'm like, oh, like, this is wild. So after he posted, then Ludacris posted, then Snoop Dogg posted, then House of Highlights, like all of these people with million-plus followers. And this video just went crazy. Like, that's probably the fastest I've ever seen a video just go viral like that. And it was crazy. So then I was like, man, I had to create a name for him. And when I did that, I had to go to Instagram to like make sure ain't nobody else have his name.
Right.
Now he got like over 300,000 followers. He was in NBA Live 19. He was rated 89, like one higher than Magic Johnson. He dunking on folk. Like, it's crazy. What I thought, we filmed this out in Canada, and you know, you got to wear the suit to like simulate all your moves and everything like that. But what they usually do is they find a body type for you that's already existing on the game, and then they just upload all your stuff onto that.
Ain't nobody body. Got your body type. Ain't
but nobody has a body like mine.
Nobody has the dad bod.
I thought it was a unique jump shot that you always do. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was like, I don't think anybody else can recreate that with your body type. I think
the thing is, no it actually go in on the game, though. Like,
it goes in.
I'm like this at 3 points, like, and it's going. I'm dunking on folk, all type of stuff, man.
I will say this though. I gotta know this though. Does the amount of content you have to create, or to be able to keep up, to be a social media person that you have, does it ever get overwhelming, or do you find joy in it?
Yeah, that's why I do it, because it's fun for me. It's like, it's therapeutic. Like, I don't really care if it goes viral or not. Like, I'm just having fun. Like, the people are the ones that make it go viral. So if y'all like it, then, you know, you comment or whatever. And Peanut will tell you, like, I never called Peanut and was like, hey, man, can you post this video for me, dog, da, da, da. If you like it, then, you know, post that's it true. On your page or whatever. But I never, like, because I think that's how you lose friendships, bro.
Yeah.
You call people and they're like, hey, dog, I need you to, hey, dog, I need one more favor, dog. Can you please, you know, post, like, no, nah, man, if you think it's funny, then you post it, whatever. But I ain't really tripping.
Why is it therapeutic though? Like, what does it do for you?
Cause I like people around me to have a good time.
Yeah,
like you see me in a locker room, dog. I make fun of myself all the time.
Man. I've seen you, but I'm talking about listeners. They haven't seen you, so I'm trying to get you to explain that. Like, they don't know that side of you. I do.
I think it's the only child syndrome, man. I ain't never had no brothers and sisters with me, so when I get around, you know, all the fellas in the locker room, bro, it's a show. And then with the Bears, I fit right in because all of us are like that. Like, you can come into the locker room one time and it's the Tommy Harris show. You come in one time and it's the Adewale Ogunleye show. It's the Alex Brown show. It's the Peanut show. It's like, we all get our turn and we all just have a good time, but we handle business when we get out on the field. So Bears did a good job of gelling us together. It's like, it seemed like everybody was clicking from all walks of life, man. They did a good job putting us all together.
Dub, is this where you kind of got like the, because one of your skits, I love this skit, when you always do like the guy that's a captain that nobody ever voted for.
Oh, yeah, the corny team captain.
Yeah, the corny team captain that we all know. We all know we all got one of those guys.
Yes.
We all got one.
There's one on every team.
It's one on every team. And so you got the dude that's already got his bags packed for the season. You got this dude who's already talking about, how the club was early on Thursday or Friday. Like, these skits, a lot of these things that you talk about with your skits, not even talking about, how you come up with the ideas. I think they're all part of your personal or life experiences. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Oh, for sure. Like, everything is relatable. Like, when I do all of the old head videos, it's always talking about somebody's uncle, somebody's dad.
I feel like he's talking about Rome. I feel like half the videos is Rome because he looked like somebody old uncle.
Yep. He looked like, as soon as you see him, you're like, hey, man, hide all the liquor.
Hide all the brown liquor.
Yeah. Yeah, more specifically.
Say, girl, you got some leeway I could pay for you. Come on, girl. Come on over here. And he from Alabama. He like loud suits.
But y'all already know me though. It's all good. Y'all know me.
Now we do. But if we first saw you, we first met you, we were like, man, who this old dude?
Hey,
man?
The first time I met Rome, I met him at PAL and was like, damn.
You thought he was a retired player.
I was like, is this brother a legend? He got to be an NFL legend. I thought he was a legend. But he was like, no, you know what I'm saying? This is my second year in the league. And I'm like, what the hell?
Dang.
Second year in the league? Like,
how was that first year so stressful for you?
You look like Obama after he got in office.
Look, you guys all know I had the gray hair for a while. It's okay. Look.
Oh, Benjamin Button.
The cool thing now is that I have aged into my look rather gracefully because now,
according to yourself,
gray hair, gray beards, it's kind of in right now. So I'm actually in style. I'm a lot more in style than what you guys want to give me credit for. So it's okay. It's all right. So
the only one you need to worry about is Heather. She's the only style that matters.
There we go. Thank you, sir. Now. Yeah. Dub, I got to know another thing, too, because I want you to share with our listeners the one thing you shared with me one time. And I think this is an outstanding attitude that you have. I think this is some encouraging words, not just in football, not just in life or what you're doing right now. But how do you have this lifestyle of just or not of this non-fear of putting yourself out there?
I think football had something to do with that because it's the same thing we do in football. Like every week. You putting yourself out there. You like, this is my resume right here. How hard I run to the ball, how well I know my plays, how good I am in this huddle. And you're putting it out there for the fans to see, for the reporters to see. And they're going to report on you every week. And then every Tuesday, it's a carousel. It's somebody else is coming in to take your spot. There's always somebody younger coming in that they're going to draft, that they're going to pick up as a free agent coming to take your spot. And so you got to prove yourself every week and you just put yourself out there. So it's the same with the videos. I just put myself out there. Whatever video I think is stupid, whatever video I think is not going to be the one, I still put it out there because every video I don't want to put out there, I always think about the Cream Bickham's video. That ended up being one of the most viral videos that I ever put out. And I didn't want to put it out because I thought it was stupid. It's like, ain't nobody, it's like all the stuff that you put the most production in, you're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna have lights. I'm gonna make sure I got a good microphone so the sound is crisp. I'm gonna shoot it in 24K. It's gonna be real clear. All of this stuff, you put all this production in, those are the videos that don't hit. Soon as you do something stupid that you're uneasy about, that you're not sure about, that's the one that goes crazy. So I just put myself out there and I let, everybody who's watching the video, I let them be the judge of it.
And what would you tell any players or former players that want to try and follow in your footsteps, that want to be where you're at, they want to have their own character on Cream Bickham's? Like, what would you tell them?
A lot of us, we don't give ourselves enough credit. Like, because it's a lot of players out there that got great personalities that are hilarious, and they just shy for whatever reason, or they care about what people think, and they put too much pressure on themselves. A lot of times people just want to see what you have to say. They want to see what you're going to do, and they gravitate towards that. And if you're real to yourself and you get an opportunity to get paid for that, there's nothing better than that. Nothing better than being yourself, as opposed to going to try to be an analyst somewhere and putting a suit and tie on and breaking down X's and O's and putting that pressure on yourself to make sure you are talking about cover two the correct way or cover three. Like, people don't really care about that. They care about your personality. They care about you being yourself. And if you can get paid off of being yourself, you it's not work. So that's what I feel like these videos are. It's not work. Like I say, Peanut, like it's therapeutic for me.
Yeah, you talk about that.
I'm not going to take that comment personally. Like, you know, a guy that's going to put on the tie, go be a talking about football. I was like,
that's what you like. It's paying the bills.
Yeah, you're right. I do.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of times I put on that suit and tie and I was just like, man, I don't feel like doing this, man. I'm not really comfortable with it, but they paying me. So let me go ahead and get this. It's just like people who work in that 9-to-5 and they really don't want to do it, but it's like it's paying the bill. So we're like, I got to go. I got to do it. You look up every morning and there's four people like, feed me. I need something to eat. I got kids, man, so you got to make it happen. I remember the first time I tried out to be on Big Ten Network. It was the worst ever, dog. Like, I still get dirt in my fingernails, dog. Like, this is how, like, I just finished retiring from football. And so I go to Big Ten Network, and they like, let's see what you got. So they give me a CD at the time, if people don't remember what those are. They gave me a CD with Ohio State Indiana game on it. So they like, find out the three plays that were like monumental in this game and talk about those. I'm like, bet. So I go through the game and I got my three plays down. I got it frontwards, backwards, middle, all that. Boom. Put the three plays on. I hand in the plays that I want to talk about. So then they like, all right, we're going to make this live. It's really not live. It's just the audition, but we're going to act like it's live. So I got the IFB in my ear. It's people talking to me and all that. Like, I'm on the desk and they like, 3, 2, 1, boom, I'm on. So now Mike Hall is next to me. He's like, hey, we got the Ohio State Indiana game. Spice, take it away. I'm like, take it away. Like, I thought we was like going to go back and forth. Like, we didn't go over anything, bro. They just, bam, live bullets. Like, Spice, take it away. I'm like, take it. All right. I got my sheet, right? So I'm like, I'm looking down on my sheet. Like, they're like, Spice, you're on camera. I'm like, oh, I'm answering them. They're in my ear. Like, you're not supposed to answer to people. So they're like, Spice, you're on. I'm like, I'm on right now? Like, okay. So on this particular play, number 17, I'm not even saying people's names. Meanwhile, it's a whole nother play going on, Peanut. I'm still talking about the first play. I'm like, so then the defensive tackle from Purdue, it's the Ohio State Indiana game. The defensive tackle from Purdue, oh no, that's not the one. So number 8, oh, a beautiful pass. At this time, Peanut, all the highlights are off. The camera is back on me like this. Number 8 with a beautiful pass. The next play, it's over with. I'm still like this, Peanut. But anyways, long story short, at the end of it, the producer was like, hey, we like your personality. You didn't do a good job out there. Like, I don't really have to tell you about that. But here's the CD of what we just did. Dissect it and then come back again.
Do you have that CD?
I burned that CD.
How did you go from like a bomb fail like that and getting into Ballers?
Yeah, because you seem like you didn't even like TV. Now you're doing it.
How Ballers came along was I had an agent at the time, and she was like, it's this new series that's coming out on HBO with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, how do I, you know, get involved with that? They say, well, you can do a video audition. So they gave me the script. I did my video audition. I turned it in. And then they was like, okay, cool. We want you to have like a, we want you to be like one of the main characters. And I was like, what? One of the main? I'm like, dude, I got four kids, man. I can't just be lead. I got a job with the Bears now, man. Like, I can't just be upping and leaving that, man. I'm like, is there some type of role or something that I could just come in and play like that, whatever? And then they was like, all right, we're going to find something for you, you know, because that might be difficult because you had to leave, like, you know, months at a time to film. Yeah. And so I was like, yeah, man, like, find something for me. So I didn't think it was going to happen. But then they said, hey, we got a role for you to play about and it was like, you play yourself, but you're trying to get into the hotel business with the remaining money that you saved. And so we ended up doing that. And then that story, I'm going over my lines because I don't want this same thing from Big Ten Network to happen this time.
Right.
So I'm going over my lines. I got them frontward, backward, middle, like all of that stuff. And so now I got a scene with The Rock. So we're in this.
Was you nervous with him because you saw The Rock? Was you nervous? Was it just, oh, my God, it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Hello, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. How you doing?
You know how it is. Like, when you play football, you see, like, random stars, like, all the time that be on the sideline. And they like, bigger fans of us than of we us are. Them.
That is so true.
You know
what I'm
saying? So, and, you know, The Rock he's played football before, so, like, he already know what it is or whatever. But it was just crazy just to, like, work with him. Like, just, like, all of a sudden, just, like, you know, you're at home making oatmeal and pancakes for the kids. And then all of a sudden, the next day, The Rock is sitting, like, right in front of you. Like, so I'm like, dang. So The Rock comes in and he's like, oh, Spice, what's going on, man? So he goes in for the handshake. I go in for the fist bump. And then it changed to the fist bump, to the handshake. And then I'm like, man, this dude, I'm the biggest cornball. Like,
I'm about to get fired.
Yeah, he's about to get fired. Dog. I thought y'all said this dude was cool, man. He's like, hey, man, you want to go over your lines and stuff like that? And I'm like, yeah. But meanwhile, I'm like, dog, me and The Rock is like, we having a dialogue. Like, this is crazy. You know what I'm saying? But then I did a pretty good job, man. I was like, there's no way I could mess up being me. But the thing is, what I didn't know, I nailed it, right? Boom. And it was like, perfect.
Do it again.
Let's do it again. So I'm like, hey, you do that from this angle. What they don't tell you is that actual line that I was given, the camera was on The Rock. So I didn't even have nothing to do with it. I was just like there for spacing. Like, they just needed my shoulder in the shot. And I'm really like delivering like an Oscar-worthy type performance, but it's really just for The Rocks, like, to just be listening to me and doing like this. Like, that's what they use for that.
So I was in Sharknado.
I've seen it.
Okay.
And I read my lines, but I just memorized the lines. I didn't have anyone to read them with me. So I go to LA, I do the scene, but somebody was reading their line, the other person who I was supposed to be talking to, but I didn't know when they were finished. So there was like, hey, how does the runway look? And I was like,
you wait for your part.
But I was like, oh, wait, I don't know when I'm supposed to say my line. I think I'm supposed to say it now. Do you still have eyes on the runway? Do you still have eyes on the target? And I'm looking, you know, I'm trying to, it was the worst. They had me punching sharks, right? I'm peanut punching these sharks, but I'm punching air. I don't know what I'm doing. And it was like, action. Is that good? It's like, no, keep action. Keep punching. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. It was the worst. It was by far. That's why I've probably never been in the movie again. It was the worst. I got one question for you, Dub. Do you regret not taking the scene of having one being one of the main characters?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't, because everything's supposed to happen the way that it's supposed to anyway.
Yeah, so for sure.
I think that if I did take it, it probably would have took me to a place where, you know, it would have took me away from doing the things that I was currently doing.
Right.
And I think by not doing that, I think that kind of helped my relationship with my wife, because I started to understand what she was going through being a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
I was helping out a lot. And then it got to a point where AC, you know, AC is a pharmacist. So, and her dad has a pharmacy. So she would leave to help her dad with his pharmacy in Florida. She
FAMU?
Yeah, FAMU alum, both of them. So I would be at home with the kids for 4 days out of the week. And I started to understand how time works with the kids. Like, you know, you drop the kids off, then you got to make sure when they get home, they have dinner. You got to make sure that they bathe and brush their teeth and, you know, put on their pajamas and then get ready for that next day. So there was a lot of times I came home for practice and I was just like, dog, like, come on, bro. Like, what's going on in this house? And then I got a taste of what it's like to be a dog.
It's difficult.
It seems like it's not 24 hours in a day, dog. It's like, bruh, you make dinner, but then you realize, like, dog, this kitchen looks a mess. And then you're like, dang, I didn't do the laundry. All these clothes is just like piling up.
It's one of the unique things about you, though, Dub, there are a lot of social influencers out there. like yourself that do a good job of they have good content, but a lot of them curse. They talk about, I mean, the comedy that they do is extremely funny. What makes you unique is your content and the stuff that you put out. It's for a kid that's 2 or someone that's 92. You know, you can kind of cross over all platforms because there's no cursing, there's no drinking, there's no sex. No drugs, there's no guns, it's all pretty, for the most part, PG rated. Why is that?
I got kids and I don't want them to look at these videos and then have to go to school to kind of, you know, do like, you know, like they'll be embarrassed, man. Like you got to go to school and then you got to explain to people like why your dad is cursing or why your dad is shooting guns and all that other type stuff. And, you know, I work with a lot of brands as well, too. So all of my stuff is just like kid friendly and office friendly. And if you're in the office and you see one of my videos, you can automatically turn it up because, you know, like I'm going to be real careful with the things that I say and the things that I do on there. So I thought that was real important. And now my kids are getting to the age where if I go on Instagram Live and I'm doing a workout or something like that, my kids' friends are following it and they're like, right. Oh, look at your dad. Like your dad is going crazy. Blah, blah. He's like,
they not in school?
Yeah, but you know these kids, man, they gonna find a way to get on them electronics.
Now, how different is Spice the Entertainer than the person that was Spice the Football Player? Because I didn't know Spice the Football Player.
I don't even know how to answer that, man. I think I always like stayed true to who I was, but I think like more on a football field.
Yeah.
I was more calm, I think, because it was just like a lot of stuff going on. And then you know how it is, Peanut. Like Urlacher is doing everything. Like he's talking to you. He's talking to the DBs, but
calling out the defense, DBs, setting the defense, close left.
Yeah, Mike Brown. So Mike gonna handle all that. And then
let's go, playmakers.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Let's go, playmakers.
Mike Brown voice, y'all. If y'all didn't know that.
Remember. So next coming up, we're gonna take a little break here and come back with some more quick hitters for you, Spice. And we're gonna get you out of your comfort zone, all right?
Oh shoot.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around. Hey, tapping. Hey, stranger. I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, "Look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot"?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but
all right. So, what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, Spice, here we go, baby. I got a question for you, and I hope you can see this. Why? Why'd you do Peanut like this?
Love that we do this alumni weekend, and yeah.
This was so dumb.
What's up, Chicago?
So right now, Spice, he's tackling me. It's raining. It's the Bears' first game, and he just tackled me. I was doing a halftime interview, and he just came and just tackled me. I don't know why you did that. I was hot, too. I was like,
why were your pants so tight, Spice?
What's so funny about that is this is what Peanut would do to me if I was doing the interview. So it was just like I gave Peanut a taste of his own medicine. And he was lightweight. He was lightweight hot about it.
I was, because I was.
Nobody likes me wet, dog. Nobody.
And then, Ro, what's so funny is a week before that, we are at a Matt Forte event, right? And it's all these bouncy houses or whatever. I'm just there standing there, just chilling. Next thing you know, I feel something on both of my legs. This dude tackles me into the floaty. So I'm like, so it's the same thing. Like,
he did the same thing. You low key slammed me hard, though. You low key slammed me hard.
Spice, the worst thing about Peanut, because he's done this to me, he's tackled me in public. I'm just like, and he like rolls your legs up too. So it's not like he tackles you high. You like are going down.
Dude, and then what's so crazy is my elbow was hurting at the time. And it was like I couldn't even bend my arm all the way. So that's like that's kind of like how I had to tackle you. And the way I got up is, you know, somebody freeze framed that. And they put it's like a Twitter account that's like bears with no context. So you can see like my leg is like wrapped over yours, but I'm trying to get up, but I can't because I can't use my right elbow because it's just stiff. Like I can't even like put any pressure on it. So in order to get up, I had to put my leg over his so I could use my left hand to get up. And it just the way they freeze frame that.
It was bad.
Put no context over it, man. It was very bad.
So my next question is, Leon Lemons, where did this idea come from? What's the story behind Leon Lemons?
This is a professional pitcher right here.
Sonya, right?
Yeah, Sonya was taking family photos. I had the idea of, okay, let me take off my sweater vest and my shoes. And you know how you do the family pictures. You don't have any socks on and everything is all studious and all that. I said, man, I'm going to run to the minivan.
Why don't they let us put socks on? Because I still ain't figured that part out.
I don't get the...
I don't get it either.
With the socks
my feet
on.
Ain't sexy.
Like, I don't know who came up with that bright idea. But
that's how they say, I thought,
like, let me run to my minivan because I got all type of stuff in the minivan at this time. I had swords and all type of stuff. AC's like, if you get pulled over by the police, it's going to be a problem. Because I got everything in there, man. So I'm like, let me run in my car. I'll be right back. So AC's like, oh, my gosh. And then I come back with the yellow suit on. And AC's like, Anthony, we are paying money for these pictures. Like, you can't do that. I'm like, just go with it. Just go with it. I'm like, let me get behind this tree. Do like this. Act like I'm looking at my woman. And she's like cracking up. So then I'm like, AC, act like you with it. So now I grab her hand. And then that's like, this is a real reaction right there. Like she's looking at me like, oh my gosh. Like we are really, we are at this park and there are people looking at us and their cars slowing down because they think it's a yellow light at a traffic light. Like you are really bright right now. And so we take these pictures and then next thing you know, Twitter gets a hold of it. And now everybody has their posts.
Oh, it's a meme. It's a great meme. I use this meme all the time.
It's great. But it started from family photo.
Dub, you're so good at impersonating everybody. Give me your best Peanut impersonation.
Oh my gosh. This guy. Peanut tries to be so particular and he tries to be so specific when he tells you a story. And... It's just he's hilarious to be right because he has no filter.
No filter. It's a scary thing to be around him with this no filter thing that he has. It's an issue.
You have to be a special type of friend to be a friend with Peanut Tillman because you never know if he's going to be inside of your car. You never know like what angle he's going to come at to try to like scare you or startle you or whatever. Yeah. So I'm like used to it at this point. But this is a typical story of Peanut trying to scare you. So I knew that when you came into the house that your door was going to be unlocked. So I went inside of your car and I stayed in the back seat. And I knew you were going to be gone for at least 15 to 20 minutes. So I timed it. I timed it on my watch. You know, I have my watch right here.
This is
classified right here. Nobody has. This is a steel belly, rubber issued. They only give it to SWAT team members and Navy SEALs. And I have one of three. There's only three in the world and I have one. And then he talks to you with like all of these abbreviations. So there was an MTO. And
I had
the COW. Someone who came in at a particular time. It was ODOC 30. And so I'm telling the guy, you have to be able to ZYX, you know? And so he comes over there and within 30 minutes, I already ACT'd it. He talked to you like you're supposed to know what this stuff is already.
So before we wrap this thing up, before Rome wraps it up, my last question, we like to ask all of our guests this on the show. Right now, my life is, you fill in the blank.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah, see, you failed that. You failed that. Okay, so let me rephrase it then.
Fill in the blank. I knew what you were getting to when the awkward silence happened. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you failed that audition. That's how the audition was.
Exactly.
Clearly. I'm on.
So fill in the blank. Right now, my life is
awesome. I'm having a great time, dude. My kids in a good spot. Me and the wife have fun all the time, man. I'm in a great spot, man. I'm having an awesome time, man. I'm working with a lot of brands. I got a lot of things coming up. I'm having a good time, bro. You see me, dog. I'm like an open book, man. There's nothing greater than to make money off of being yourself and having like the support that I've had on social media is gravy, man. I'm having a great time, man. And I think it's important that when you're done with football or whatever career choice you take, it's important to find like that your second act. Right. Mm-hmm. That's why NFL players second act. Like, this is my second act. It just felt like I'm having fun and I'm getting paid for it.
Dope. Shop.spiceadams.com if y'all are trying to buy something. He's one of the best social media influencers out there. Shop.spiceadams.com.
There we go. Promote it all, Peanut. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, look, I got my shirt. If y'all want this shirt that I'm wearing right now, you can get it at shop.spiceadams.com for one of the greatest social media influencers out there.
Make sure y'all don't have an RCT.
We'll say it at 3 o'clock.
If it's at 23 o'clock, make sure you don't have an STR, because if you do, then the COW is not going to be too far from that.
I still don't know what the hell COW is.
Cow, man.
It's a cow. It's a cow. It's a cow. It's a cow, Peanut. It is a cow. It's just a normal cow. All right. You know what, man? We're going to get out of here on that one. That's the perfect way to end this thing. It couldn't be any more. It couldn't be any better hanging out with these two guys. I get to do it on the regular, on trips and everything else. But today, I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in to the NFL Players Second Acts podcast. Don't forget to tell your people about it. Tell us about the show and give us a rating and review and a follow on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you, Spice. Thank you, Peanut. We'll holler at y'all later.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.